And then there's a bike path and a sidewalk and there's no cars.
Okay, why did you choose that?
Because I think cars are kind of boring.
I'm John Lewis, and you're listening to 360 Degree City, a podcast where we talk to all kinds of folks that are making life in cities better. Our hope is at the end of each episode, you'll start to see your own city from a slightly different angle. For today's episode, we're going to hear from a group of kids in grade 1 and 2. I recently gave a presentation to a local school about urban planning and then asked the students to design their own cities. The results were pretty awesome, and we thought you needed to hear their ideas. Some of these ideas included building more walkable neighborhoods, providing diverse housing options for people, creating accessible schools, and, of course, embedding trampolines into sidewalks. City building activities don't often include the voices of kids, which means that we're all missing out. Not only do kids provide refreshingly imaginative ideas, but building cities that are kid-friendly is good for everyone. As Enrique Peñalosa, the mayor of Bogota, Colombia, says, children are a kind of indicator species. If we can build a successful city for children, we will still have a successful city for people. Some of the kids' ideas align really well with best practices in city building, and some ideas are just plain fun. Let's hear what they had to say.
This is my town I made.
There's a place called Everything You Need Place. There's a video game store called Just for Fun.
And it has restaurants called Any Eat that can be like any restaurant in the world.
Just whatever you
Anyone.
Want.
And there's a little village with lots of stores, like tents.
My community has a community center for gathering. It has some towers. It has two villages, and there's a hospital.
There's a power plant. There's a museum.
And then I have Safe Way and other kinds of buildings in Costco.
So I have a hospital on this page, and I have a Calgary Tower. I have a shopping store, and I have a parking lot, and I have a bold building on this page for my city that I'm making. And this is McDonald's because I like McDonald's.
This is like an arcade, a pizza place, but it has an arcade in it. And the arcade is free so people doesn't have to waste money to play it.
Here's a river with a bridge. And then a hospital.
I made a swimming pool, and there's swimmers, there's a diving board.
Young Gale says if you have people walk and bicycle more, you have a more lively, more livable, more attractive, more safe, more sustainable, and more healthy city. The kids had similar thoughts.
And then there's a bike path and a sidewalk, and there's no cars.
Okay, why did you choose that?
Because I think cars are kind of boring.
And then a house with a bus stop and then a bus. The bus is saying, I am a bus.
You can bike wherever you want and walk. There's no roads though.
Oh, how come?
Because I don't want them. Like, it's just a little city.
Okay.
Just a mini one.
So how can you get around that? So all these different cool.
Walk, bike, scooters.
Okay.
And all, stuff like that. Skateboards.
Very cool.
And walking, of course.
There's only three streets in the city where you can drive because the city is a biking city and a walking city.
The people who live in the city don't like cars because they like animals, so they don't want to hurt the animals with their cars. And there's covered bike paths, so in the winter it isn't snowy and people can bike.
Lots of kids had ideas about how and where people could live in the city.
And then my next one is a home on wheels. So it's basically like, I forget what it's called, but yeah, it's a home on wheels. So you sleep in it, you know what you do, and it's on wheels, like.
So it's a home and it's on wheels. Yes. So we call it the home on wheels.
Yes.
Perfect.
So there's lots of big houses, and then the windows are shaped a whole bunch of different ways.
Did I say apartment building already?
No. Got apartment buildings too? Okay. Yeah.
And there's houses.
And then the next one, I did a home skyscraper. So if you want to be in a skyscraper, but you're at home, you could be in a skyscraper, but at home.
Okay, cool.
There's senior homes, there's works, and there's hotels and apartment buildings.
Robin Mazumder studies the link between urban design and mental health. He's written about the importance of libraries. In 2017, he wrote, "Libraries embody what we should aspire towards when we are talking about healthy places. They are inviting public spaces where people from all backgrounds come together in the spirit of learning, perhaps about topics of interest to them, but also, maybe more importantly, learning about each other. In a sense, libraries are the living room of our communities." These kids also suggested that schools and libraries were important parts of the communities that they were designing.
I think my favorite place would be the Learning Happens School.
That's what it's called, the Learning Happens School?
Yeah, there's one. There's two. Fun, Learn, and Learning Happens. I have two schools in this city.
And you get personal libraries.
I have a school. It's a school where, like, there's special ways to get around. If you have a broken leg, there's, like, a special, like, thing you can jump on, and then it hovers you.
This is a school. I want to name it the Book of Library School.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, parks and play spaces were important to these kids as well. The famed landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted is credited with calling parks the lungs of the city. And these students definitely thought that these spaces were important in their own city designs.
So, first of all, I'm going to show you a Canada garden. So they plant, like, Canada stuff that represents Canada.
Then a park. And here's a normal swing, and here's a baby swing. Here's monkey bars, and here's a ladder to get up to the slide.
The parks have swings. The park has dirt for a ground so plants can grow.
And also here's like a playground. There's like a place right here they climb up. There's a slide right here, a very squiggly slide right here.
There's three C's and you climb up them and then you swing off. Well, you go like that, you climb up. There's a ladder right here and then you climb up.
And there's a climbing area in the park. There's two parks.
There's parks where the animals just roam free, so you can go play at the playground in the park and you could see a deer there. And then there's spots where pandas live.
And also here's a skate park.
Then there's all that activity happening in the air. I don't know if it's the emergence of drones over the past few years, but the kids had a lot of ideas about cities in the air.
Okay, so it's really futuristic, and there's robots walking down the streets, and there's giant robots. Everything's hovering, like, all the cars are hovering, and all the motorcycles are hovering, even the scooters are hovering, and also, the traffic lights are hovering, and also what's hovering, is on the sidewalks. There's glowing holes, so that's like where there's underground tunnels, so there's where the train is, and yeah. which is the metro.
So what? How would people get around? They would be hovering all the time?
Yeah, they'd be hovering. They could go on roller skates if they wanted, hovering roller skates.
All right, hovering roller skates too.
Then here's a car that hovers. So like if kids are walking the road, they press a certain button and the car starts hovering. And there's also hands that can help you. There's three hands. One at the back, one in the middle, and also one at the front.
Activity in the air in cities has actually been talked about for a long time. Back in 1929, the Empire State Building was reported to include a design that provided a docking station for dirigibles or airships. But in all likelihood, it was a bit of a stunt to add height and enable the developers to call it the world's tallest building. In the 1930s, famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright developed a vision for a new kind of city, what he called Broadacre City, and images of the concept show flying machines all over the place. And then there were some ideas that I couldn't quite categorize.
Well, I have sidewalk trampolines.
And there's a trampoline place called Flying Fun. There are flying emojis and hearts. It has a clown birthday party thing.
The Olympics are every day. There's free ice cream.
Trampolines in the sidewalk. There's a circus in the background.
And then the ice cream's free.
You mentioned that, so that must be really
I have to mention it twice because it's so important. There's a milkshake house where you get free milkshakes. And there's benches, so when there's different circles on them, and then when you sit down in specific circles, it plays a famous drum solo from a famous person.
Oh, like who would be a famous drum solo? What song can you think of?
I can't think of any, but there would be like famous drummers, and then they would have solos. People work in tree houses.
Working in tree houses is actually a thing now. Amazon's new headquarters in Seattle include something called the Spheres, which are three glass biodomes where employees can relax, enjoy thousands of plants, and, you guessed it, have meetings in a treehouse.
Well, yes, I have two more, but
we're
going to
let it
take
someone else.
Long.
Yeah. Good job. According to experts on childhood brain development at the University of Minnesota, children spend up to two-thirds of their time in imaginative play. This time spent pretending helps kids come up with alternative ways of thinking, which results in increased creativity and better problem solving. So, just maybe, we should ask these kids for their ideas more often to tap into their creativity for how to build better cities.
Thanks for listening to the 360 Degree City podcast. If you like this podcast, you should really share it with someone. Please subscribe and review the podcast to share your feedback. I'm Avery Lewis, John's daughter. Thanks for stopping by.
There will be compost crew at lunchtime. Compost crew at lunchtime. Bring your lunch down here. There is also yearbook. Yearbook at lunchtime too. Thank you.
All right. Back to the show.
It's a...
Can you start over?
Yes.
All right.
So, first of all, I'm going to show you a... It's a garden bed, but it's made out of... It's a Canada garden, so they plant, like, Canada stuff that represents Canada.
Just remember to eat your lunch before you go to yearbook, please. So eat lunch and then go to yearbook. Thank you.
All right, back to the show.